Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Mac, Ken and Mackenzie with your 8am Zlines. In local news, local radio station 4ZZZ is hosting its annual subscriber drive called Radiothon. This year's Radiothon theme is reported to be Community Sounds Different, and it reflects the intersection of arts, music, news, politics and activism that makes 4ZZZ what it is. Every subscriber from now until the 18th of August will go into the draw to win one of many amazing prizes, including golden annual tickets to local venues, an arcade cabinet filled with games, and even a year of beer. Subscribe to 4ZZZ at 4zzz.org.au/support. In national news, a Victorian family has returned a collection of stone tools found on their property from the Wiradjuri Wolgalu people after discovering dozens of them around their place. The assorted rocks were used by local Indigenous people hundreds of years ago as axes, anvils, and cultivation tools similar to ploughs. The importance to the local people is significant. A repatriation to country ceremony was performed for the tools earlier this week, with a smoking ceremony prepared on the property to welcome the tools back to country. And in international news, the highly infectious disease known as Mpox has been declared as a public health emergency in the continent of Africa by the Continent Center for Disease Control. Since the beginning of 2024, over 13,000 cases were reported and 450 deaths were recorded in the Democratic Republic of Congo alone. The declaration of a health emergency will allow the region's government to coordinate their response closer and allow medical supplies to places that are more affected. And for your weather today, Brisbane may just be a little rainy, possibly, slightly. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5.6, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. I will be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au for more.